blanket and some sunblock. It's time for lying on the beach on camera. Lois and Steve.
Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman Hess.
And our engineer is
David Nieves.
Nicely done, David. And today our extra special guest is Clay McDaniel. Clay is with us, joining us from Seattle. He's the CEO of the Seattle-based Ripple Inc. Ripple is a year-round, 24/7 affordable social media tool allowing small businesses to develop animated content for a strong media, social media presence. Sort of what WordPress is to setting up a blog, Ripple is to video content creations. Simply put, Ripple is like a Swiss Army knife of content creation and distribution for small businesses. It's all about helping small businesses make a big impression on social media. And Clay, thank you for joining us lying here on the beach. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. This is really going to be fun for me, and I couldn't have given a better description of Ripple app and software than you just did, Steve. Thank you for that.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's a great compliment from the CEO. But before we go on, let's show a couple of snippets of the kinds of social media posts that Ripple has created for some of its clients. So let's take a look at that right now. So Clay, those are pretty impressive, and I think what people don't realize is the ease. You just load in the pictures, you type in a little graphics, what you want to say, and then it all kind of pulls it together into a template. Is that correct?
Yeah, you've got it just right. It's really simple app. You can use it on either Apple or an Android phone or through a browser on your desktop computer, and it just takes a few minutes. You use your own pictures, or if you've snapped a little short video with your phone, our software automatically combines that all together. You can customize it with your own logo, choose your own colors, fonts. You can even upload a quick talk track or a little music track if you have one and you want to spiff it up that way. Our proprietary software on the back just combines all of that, and you've got a social media post ready to go for your business.
Clay, how did you think of this? How did this come about?
Yeah, actually, the founder of the company with whom I worked years prior on a games business really had this kind of key insight about 10 years ago that short videos stand out and get more attention. They get more likes and more comments on really all the social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. If you can put together a short little animation or a short video, it just does better. It stands out, it gets more eyeballs, and it gets more reaction. And so he realized, well, you know, this is kind of a superpower, this type of post, but most small businesses today really need to spend a lot of money and take a lot of time if they want to hire videographers and photographers and get professional help. Why don't we just solve that problem for them with a quick and easy little app that they can load on their phone and do it themselves? And so that was the original concept. And then here, 6 years later, we have hundreds of thousands of small businesses that have used it to make, at this point, more than 10 million social media posts for themselves.
Wow. So, how does somebody distribute the video once they've created it? Where do they put it? Do they just put it on social media?
Well, they've got a few choices. So the main way that most people use it is they just go through the simple process in Ripple of connecting their existing social media accounts. You might have a Facebook feed, a Facebook page, an Instagram page. Maybe you have a YouTube channel the way that the two of you do. By just connecting that once to Ripple, from every moment after that, each time you build a post, you just simply click share and it automatically goes out through your feeds. Or you can schedule it so you can choose a date and time in the future for it to go out. And we also see a lot of small businesses that maybe sit down once a week and they want to kind of put together their whole week or even their whole month of posts. Maybe they've got new menus to share for their restaurant. Or if they're a real estate agent, they might have two or three homes coming on the market that they want to, you know, share information about open houses or virtual home tours. They can sit down and make each of those pieces of content quickly and easily, and then save those to a shared drive, their hard drive, a cloud drive, anywhere they want to save them, and then come back later and post those with other tools if they're more comfortable with those for posting.
It's a combination of video or stills. So like a lot of people may not have video of their restaurant or whatnot, but they have a few stills, just put in some information. It doesn't take a whole lot to fill a 15-second spot, which is what we're talking about, 15 seconds or so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the kind of amazing things about the technology we've built is that you don't need any editing skills. You don't need to have ever done any graphic design, any video editing. You can just choose 3, 4, 5 pictures that you've taken yourself with your phone. We're going to combine those and make it in this beautiful, seamless animated video. Or a lot of times what we see is that people want to put just a little text overlay, a little bit of a highlight or a little bit of flash and gleam on it, put their logo on it so that they get that branded presence and their posts look consistent and professional. And you can choose whether you want to post those as still images or as videos or make a little bit of both and trickle those out over a series of days.
How do most people hear about you?
Well, at this point, you know, we have quite a bit of small businesses that hear about us just through recommendations and word of mouth. We're one of the 3 or 4, you know, most widely used social media content and video makers in the world. So a lot of small businesses may be, you know, trading stories and trading information among themselves in Columbus, Ohio, or Los Angeles, or Barcelona, or wherever they are. And if they're using it and getting success out of it on social media for themselves, they recommend that as a tool to others. We also do a pretty large amount of content where we're building educational and tips and tricks and suggestions that we distribute through our blog, our own social media channels. And we also put ads out on Instagram, which we recommend that those small businesses that are booking reservations or selling their products and services online also do experiment with using our short videos in targeted ads through Google and Facebook, because that can really help drive a little bit more traffic to their websites.
And do you assist in the distribution end of it, or you just here's the app, you're on your own, or is there some additional help that you guys can provide?
It's really a do-it-yourself, serve-yourself kind of an approach. We do have customer experience professionals that if somebody sends an email into us, we will actually provide tips and tricks and give them help, or may direct them to an FAQ or a YouTube video or a blog post that we've made that'll help give them a little bit of a push in the right direction. But really, it's about you kind of taking those social media accounts that you've already set up for yourself or for your business and just giving you the ability with Ripple to kind of stand out, give you the power and the confidence to make something that looks great and looks consistent and on brand for your business every time. So that's really the focus, is helping you kind of make those posts and get them out onto your social channels yourself. We do see about 15 to 20% of our customers, and we have many, many tens of thousands using our software every month, who also will then go in and, using Facebook Ad Manager or the Google Ad Console, place some small amount of targeted ads to additional people that are in their city or in their target audience. And one of the reasons why those users of Ripple find the Ripple software so helpful is that it's a quick and easy way to make lots of little short videos. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, videos not only stand out and work better in your organic social feed, they also work better for targeted ads.
Where does the content reside?
Well, so when you make something with Ripple, we're gonna store a copy of that in your Ripple account. So each time you log in and come back, you can always access that. And in fact, tens of thousands of posts each month are made where somebody feels comfortable with the animation or the layout or the way that they branded it. And they will go back in and then just tweak and modify, maybe update a few photos, update the hero video, and then save that again and share that onwards, because that's how they get that consistency over time. But then when you also share it, you can choose whether to save that maybe in an iCloud drive or a Google drive. And then when you post it, if you post it to Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, of course, it's going to save a copy of that video or file onto those social media networks that are affiliated with your account as well. So it really kind of comes down to you, and it will either be saved just in Ripple, and then in a shared drive that you may have somewhere on the internet. And then if you share it onwards to the social media channels, it'll be saved there forever too.
So I can't save it on my desktop.
You can. So whether you make that on your phone or your desktop, in addition to the internet-based cloud drives, you can also select it to download and save it to your own phone, to your own tablet, iPad, or to your hard drive.
Oh, so I was afraid to ask you that because, you know, but so that my other trick question is, if I did a video of my business and I put it on YouTube, could then I share it from YouTube?
You can. Usually the most widely used way of doing that is that when you go to your YouTube video that's hosted on your channel, one of the options you'll see right below your video is share.
Right.
And if you click that, then YouTube is going to give you a shortened URL link.
Right.
And that link is unique and specific to that video.
Right.
Then what we usually see happen is small businesses or not-for-profits, what they will do is they'll take that link, and then they'll go and they'll repeat that and share that out through their other social media channels,
right,
as well as often posting it on their blog. And they can choose whether to share that as a link, or sometimes what people will do on their blog or on their website on a web page is you choose the embed function. And embed just means that you can provide that video for instant play or streaming in that third party location of the website or the blog instead of having to direct people over to YouTube to see it.
So that's really fabulous. So we could take the content and send it to our own personal contact list through our emails as well as through the iCloud.
Yeah, typically what we'll see, and we do see a pretty large volume of emails as well, where small businesses will want to make something that's kind of impressive, a quick little promotion,
right,
a quick little sale that has a QR code in it or a one-time price or a special feature on a product. And in addition to posting that on their social media accounts, or perhaps as an alternative to doing so, they will take that and then share that video up to YouTube. And then they might go to MailChimp or they might go to Gmail or whatever right. They're using for their main email distribution and write up a little bit and then post that link to what they've just created. It's worth noting that it's not usually possible to embed a full featured video in an email itself. But oftentimes what we see is that people will use the email as a way of attracting attention and then right. Bringing a click over to wherever their branded social media channel is, be that Instagram or YouTube, wherever they prefer to put those short videos that are kind of marketing or promotional or business oriented in their nature.
Clay, what's the typical business that you guys, is it restaurants or is it, you know, home cleaning services, or what's the typical business that uses your service?
Yeah, well, one thing to note is that every small business is unique. I mean, I have spent the last 5 years, you know, we're running around this country interviewing small business owners, and they'll be the first to tell you their skills, their passion, their focus is likely unique. There's nobody else like them. But what really unites them is the kind of hustle, the passion for being their own boss and being an entrepreneur on their own terms. And so if there's one thing that I think kind of unifies the profile of the small business owners and the community and nonprofit leaders that use software like Ripple's to help themselves kind of stand out and put their best foot forward on social media every day, it's that they're independent. They are oftentimes sole proprietors or maybe just a team of 3, 5, 10. And what they're looking to do is kind of control their own destiny with their marketing. They have a real sense for what they want to get out there. They have a unique voice. They want to put their personality and themselves and everything they share about their business, because they recognize that that's a lot of what creates the customer relationships, is that, you know, those repeat customers that are using them to buy products, services, food, get real estate help, whatever it may be, that there's something about that unique relationship with that entrepreneur, that independent business owner, that makes that all the more special and can become something that like truly is part of just the quilt of our community and our and sort of fabric of our society. And so I think that's the commonality among this kind of typical user or customer base for folks that are using Ripple. But to just give you a sense of the kind of wide array, about 20% of our customers are selling some unique product or service online. So they might have a jewelry business where they make beautiful earrings or beautiful necklaces and they want to sell those directly. 15% of our customers are actually real estate brokers and agents. And so they're using Ripple to kind of complement the MLS service and their own website or their brokerage agency's website to just get more visibility on their uniqueness as a real estate agent or broker, and maybe their houses on offer or upcoming open houses and what they have to share in terms of like quick little house tours and interior shots. And then it's really a mix beyond that. More than 10% are actually beauty salons, health and wellness, yoga studios, Pilates studios, the kinds of businesses that have increasingly like moved their value proposition online and are now in the COVID-19 era offering a lot of those services that they previously were through like a retail storefront, right, through video streaming.
And I guess I have to ask, how much is this? How much is this service?
It is less than a cost of lunch per month. It's $15 a month or just $120 a year, and you get unlimited use of Ripple. You can make as many videos or social posts as you'd like. You can post them to as many of your own business social accounts as you wish. And that's just one price, and it unlocks all the premium features for everyone. So, you know, we tell some people sometimes for a couple of lattes or for a sandwich a month, you can basically be a social media marketing expert.
So Clay, if I wanted to use this for my business, could I go on Ripple and see other content from your other users?
Yeah, so what we do is we curate actually a list of posts. And so in addition to seeing what we call our templates, we have more than 10,000 templates that we've built that just give you a step in the right direction and get you going. So those are already laid out, organized, and arranged to the specific marketing use cases, to the kinds of, you know, social media best practices that are unique to your business. But if you want to see example posts from others, what you can do is every single week we curate a list of posts that we put out there through our Ripple blog and that we highlight through our Ripple social media.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah.
So we might, you know, one week show you what other restaurants and bars and grills are doing to kind of feature their delivery and takeout or, you know, available for pickup approach. Another week we might highlight what, you know, online health and beauty experts are doing to kind of get their name out there and be top of mind and engage with their customers while their, you know, retail storefront or their studio or their salon is, you know, closed for now because of COVID-19. In another week, we might take, let's say, an Etsy or eBay or Amazon Marketplace seller and kind of highlight how they're using social media to really put their products in the best light. And in all those cases, you can go and then jump right into Ripple and kind of use that inspiration to make a similar short video or post of your own. So we try
that's great.
Try to give you a step in the right direction with these hundreds of new social media templates that we create with our team ourselves and push out through the product for you each week. But then we complement that with examples from lots of other small businesses that are like you.
And Clay, these templates are always 15 seconds, or they go from 10 seconds to 25 seconds, or if you wanted to do 6 minutes, could you do 6 minutes? What are the parameters for what you create?
So the maximum amount of time that we allow for a video is 60 seconds. And the way that you would create a 45 to 60 second video is you would maximize the number of images or short videos that you would select in what we call the media picker. So when you're on a piece of the four-step process where you're picking the pictures or the videos you want to include, if you pick the maximum number, then that's going to maximize the length of video. But the reason we put that limit at 60 seconds is that our research shows that that's really the maximum length for an organic social media feed or for an ad where you're likely to retain engagement and get attention. So there are some people that want to do longer form, 10-minute, 30-minute long form streaming videos that they would host on YouTube or place out there on Facebook Live. And, you know, there are great tools out there that can help you do that. But really the sweet spot for Ripple is when you want to make something that's just really quick, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 12 seconds, and it's going to look great on a Facebook or Instagram story, or it's going to really stand out and get people's attention quickly with a beautiful little animation and a quick little sticker. And so it's really, you know, built for that purpose, for getting the quick attention, the quick engagement and comment, and then, you know, letting people kind of move on in their feed.
Clay, can somebody repeat the content right away?
They can. So if one of your followers sees something that they like, it might be a promotion, a special deal, a sale, or it could just be, you know, a small business that's sharing love of a customer of theirs. They can instantly then share that along and repeat that to their own account or channel. And oftentimes what we see happening is we see our Ripple users going back and maybe they posted something 3 days before that was a special dessert item or a one-day sale or a promotion or offer. And they can go and then very quickly just change out that image or change out that caption or text, right, and then repeat and share that again themselves. Lastly, because we offer scheduling, you could actually decide that you might want to share something like three times to your three different social media channels over a three-day period. We make it really easy for you to just go back and pick those date and times and just prepare for those, and then they go out automatically on their own from our back end.
Clay, can you add it so there's an active link after? So here's the spot, boom, now you go to the restaurant's website or whatnot. Or are you just using the Instagram's ability to do that? I mean, how do you do that part of it?
Yeah, so what we usually recommend is that you always include either your website URL or your telephone number or both somewhere in the social media post. It might be in the caption text that goes right underneath where the image or the video sits, or it might be, and we have many of our templates where we include what we call a brand slide, and that's got actually a text overlay, and you can put in the URL, you can put in the phone number or both in there, and then at the beginning or the end or both of the short video, you'll see that. But the social media networks are very clever. In recent years, what they've done is they've chosen to not allow anybody to have what's called a hot link or a clickable link.
Yeah,
from
right.
An organic social media post that goes to another location unless right. You buy their ads.
Right.
And so for those that are looking to have that hot link, that quick jump, what we usually recommend is that they create lots of these short videos and posts, make sure they look great and they look like they're consistent and professional and on brand for you, and then go and pick the best of those, and you can spend $10, $50 and get a quick little ad boost by signing up for an ad account, and that way you can make those posts hot and they will then directly link. But on Instagram, which has really become kind of the de facto sort of marketing platform of record for a lot of products and services companies in the last few years, Instagram does allow you to include a link in the bio. And so that's what we see a lot of times is that savvy small businesses will often say link in bio. And what that means is, hey, we can't let you take a link right here and click and go directly to our website with a special offer because, wink, wink, Facebook and Instagram don't let us do that for you. But if you click on our bio, which is just the name and the profile picture in the upper left of each post, by jumping into that bio, you're allowed to have one hot link in there. And so oftentimes they'll kind of keep that updated and make sure that that one click away in their bio is where you can then click and go jump into the store or jump onto their website and get that deal.
And the sweet spot you said was 15 seconds, or what have you found is the most effective time for these spots?
Well, honestly, what we recommend is that you use a ratio of about 4 to 1 of videos to statics. And what that means is about every 5 social media posts you make, make sure one of them is a short video. The other 3 or 4, though, it may be quicker and easier for you to just have a single hero image or a single couple images that you're gonna show as a montage with a little quick text overlay and maybe some framing or a little logo overlay. And what we recommend is to post at least daily. And if you choose 2, 3, 4 pictures, our video encoder is gonna combine those and automatically make that into a video that's probably somewhere between about 6 and 12 seconds. If you choose up to 8 or 10 pictures, it's gonna be longer, maybe closer to 25 or 30 seconds. And then, as I said, if you maximize the number of images, that video might turn out being as much as 45 or 60 seconds. But oftentimes, you know, unless you're doing, let's say, a house tour, or perhaps you're showing off a lot of recent new inventory or products that you have on offer, that's probably a little bit long. It's shown in research in the last 2 or 3 years that the average amount of viewing time on a video on Instagram and Facebook is down to about 7 seconds now. So that's why we recommend that you keep your videos punchy, short, quick, make them look great. And you can always put out a few over time, but if you try to cram too much into one that's too long, you're probably going to lose your audience. And so that's why we suggest, you know, keep a healthy dose of daily statics and quick posts, and then sprinkle in those light, quick, easy videos maybe every few days. And that's probably the optimal way to approach your Instagram and Facebook feeds, at least.
Great. Well, this has been terrific information. Lois, are we ready to wrap this?
No, I interrupted you 3 times. I did my quota.
It was, I think it was 5, but okay.
Oh, yeah. I did want to bring you the attention to it.
What I do want to get out to folks, if they want more information, of course, they should go to Ripple's site, which is
Ripple.
What is the site? RIPL.com. So please check that out. And if you're a small business,
I will say, just for your listeners, and perhaps for you, Stephen Lois, as well. During this time of year where it's holiday time, a lot of small businesses are really rushing to make their sales, looking to get special deals out there for the start of the new year. A few of our partners, including American Express and Samsung, have some special offers for small businesses that they serve. So if you go and take a look, you might be able to find a little bit of a special deal for yourselves here to close out 2020 and put your best foot forward for 2021.
You heard it here first. Lying on the beach, you got a special deal. Clay, thank you very much. I will absolutely check that out. We want to thank you very much. And again, it's ripple.com. Once again, I'm Steve Greenberg, and I'm with
Lois Whitman Hess.
Our engineer, as always,
David Nieves.
And Clay, thank you very much. And we have all been lying on the beach. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.